Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Now to the book bag about books and writers, and Roel, you go first.
Well, I just came in the Wall Street Journal. I just came across a new article and a new book by a writer named Peter Singer. If you were in college in the late 1970s, early 1980s, you may be familiar with him because parts of his book written in 1975, Animal Liberation, became almost required reading for most freshman English classes. Animal Liberation argues that animals have rights that they ought to be treated with the same respect as we treat human beings. Not that we should not eat them, but nevertheless, there's a limit to what we can do with animals. And it was very well argued, very good for discussing in freshman English classes, and it got all sorts of essays, good essays out of students. He's out with a new book calling The Most Good You Can Do, just published this past week, in which he argues that everybody ought to give away at least a third of their income every year, which he does, and give it to causes that make any difference. He uses the article of, somebody a year ago gave a concert hall in New York $100 million. And he says, why the hoopla over that, giving away $100 to Doctors Without Borders can cure somebody of blindness in Africa? Mm-hmm. That's where the money ought to go.
That's true, but I would speak a word for concert halls and orchestras, too.
Well?
It's one thing my wife said, late wife said, that I always impressed me. If I had two pennies, I'd spend one for bread and one for flowers. And I thought, that's not a bad balance in life.
You know, that is written over the altar, or the frontispiece, I guess, of the Unitarian Church in Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh.
That saying, do you have a loaf of bread? Break it in two and give half for some flowers of the narcissus. For bread satisfies the body, but flowers are for the soul.
Oh, very good. Well, I have a book by Michael Booth called The Almost Nearly Perfect People, Behind the Myth of the Scandinavian Utopia. I thought this is something that ought to be on the Augie campus.
Well,
he's a British writer who married a Danish woman and lives in Denmark, has lived there for about 10 years with his wife and children. And he notices that in these surveys of satisfaction, you know, where are the happiest people? They always seem to be in Scandinavia. And yet as he looked around Copenhagen, he thought it's dark, it's rainy, people aren't smiling, they're really judgmental. How did they get to be the happiest people on the planet? And so he decided to tour Scandinavia to take a deep look at Denmark, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Finland, and write about it. And it is a delightful book. It's very witty. And, he finds some things that, he says the Danes are the happiest people in the world and pay the highest taxes. Neutral Sweden is one of the biggest arms manufacturers in the world. Finns have the highest per capita gun ownership after the U.S. and Yemen. 54% of Icelanders believe in elves, and Norway is the richest country on earth. And he wonders, just how everything got to be, everything Nordic appeals to people, Finland schools and so on. But at the end, he concedes, well, there's a lot to it. There really is. It's not a perfect situation, but he has to concede that Scandinavia is not a bad place to be, and the Norwegians really have it pretty good. They pay really high taxes, but they have all the services they want and the highest income.
Well, they also have oil, right?
That's one of the big things. But they save their money. They're spending that oil money very, very wisely.
Well, the government is controlling it, right?
And you bet.
You don't
waste it.
That's right.
And so that's that makes a difference. So even though, they have a big advantage, they have husbanded their resources. But anyway, that's a story that a book that's very entertaining. I'm in the middle of reading it, and I think you would enjoy it too. The Almost Nearly Perfect People. That'll do it for now. I'm Don Wooten with Roll Tweet on Scribble. We'll look for you next week for another visitor and more books.